during the Sam Houston State Texas A&M football game, we had an officer working a special assignment in that area. During his assignment, he observed two individuals that he thought were suspicious, was able to observe these subjects getting into a vehicle, got their license plate number, which started the investigative process. We learned that the two individuals were Javon Martinez and an Elazar Martinez, two brothers, that they were former Corps members but weren't currently in the Corps cadets. So as the investigators made contact with one of the subjects, they were able to obtain some more information, which tied them, or excuse me, possibly tied them to some of the burglaries. They were able to get a search warrant for Elazar Martinez's residence over in College Station. Upon serving that search warrant, they recovered numerous items, and most all of those were connected to burglaries that had occurred in the Corps cadet residence halls.
And we're talking more than 40.
Yeah, approximately 47 is the number that we have right now.
And I noticed where your officer activity, you know, they were actually out in plain clothes and just kind of looking for anything.
Yeah, that's correct. And hats off to that officer for doing a great job. He picked up on something very, very small, very minimal, but followed through with it and, you know, allowing us to make a positive identification on these two individuals. What's unique about this situation, Bill, is that these burglaries, you know, all occurred during the 2012 home football games, except for one that we can connect to during the night of Aggie Muster. These individuals specifically targeted the Corps cadet residence halls during these times because they knew the individuals would be at the football game or even at the out-of-town games that the band members would be traveling with the team. And so that was very easy for them to move in and move out of these areas undetected.
But again, we go back to what you all were able to do at UPD, particularly with the plainclothes officer. I noticed a line in the investigation where officer was able to see one of the suspects standing behind their vehicle, turning their head from side to side in a lookout manner. I mean, it takes it takes the training of a law enforcement officer maybe to pick up that sort of observation.
Most definitely. It's very easy in that environment to blend in. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, we have a variety of people that come to our campus, that go to school at our campus. And so we were looking for anything that we could get that may lead us to any kind of information who might be responsible. And so once he initially observed these individuals, he continuously surveyed them and made some determinations that they were acting suspicious and that there was a good possibility they may be involved in some type of criminal activity. So obtaining that license plate and then, of course, from that point, getting identification of these two individuals and seeing that they had a former connection with the Corps cadets as well as members of the Aggie Band, it even led us to investigate this issue even closer.
Did either or both give an explanation of why?
No. Not at this time. We haven't received anything from them as to why they committed these acts.
Any idea at this point what the cumulative total of what was taken and how much of that has been recovered?
Not at this point. We are working with one of the suspects to try to get some additional property returned, but we do not have a total dollar value at this point of all of the property that was taken. I can tell you that it was a lot. There were a lot of laptops, gaming systems, video games, DVDs, cameras, clothing, boots, and just other electronic items that were recovered during the search warrant. There was also some items that were returned by one of the suspects, but you know, we still have other items that, you know, have not been located. We had some Aggie rings that were reported missing, as well as large amounts of cash and some other electronic items as well.
Has this been the most substantial series of burglaries at any of the dorms on campus?
That's correct. I've been here for almost 25 years, and it's probably one of the largest that I've ever seen. And so to make an arrest and a recovery of this magnitude is very substantial.
What has happened since then to try to increase security, not only at the Quad, but also other residence halls? And the same advice, I'm sure, can be applied to any residence.
And that's correct. It's getting the residents of these dormitories to take the initiative to lock their doors. Many of these burglaries occurred where students had left their doors unsecure or their windows on the first level unsecure, so easy access was able to be made. So it's very important that individuals take the initiative to secure their residences as well as their property. If you have large amounts of cash or even valuable electronic items that you can lock in a safe or a cabinet or something of that nature, we encourage people to do that. We've also encouraged students to be very vigilant of individuals in their residence hall. If they see somebody that's suspicious or it's out of the ordinary, whether it's inside the residence hall or outside, we want them to contact the university police and report that to us so that we can investigate it. We have all walks of life that come on our campus every day. We're an open campus. We have lots of visitors, students, and even local individuals that come to our campus regularly. So not everybody here is a student. And with that, when we see people that are suspicious or we think that they may be involved in criminal activity, we definitely want to know about it.
And the legitimate activity as well as the activity that is not is just going to increase as the prominence of the university continues to build.
Oh, that's correct. Every year we seem to increase our enrollment numbers, and I only see that continuing to go up. And as we continue to grow, we're going to see more incidents of criminal activity. And so it's very important that our community is diligent about reporting these types of activity or crimes to the police department immediately.